Hey, Knucklehead. So, as you know, we're still quarantining. So, this is the second half of the episode. Enjoy. Don't forget to subscribe.
Another topic was the Ireland. Ireland said our bread is too sugary to be called bread. They're saying like it should be a dessert. That's how much sugar is in them. Which, I mean, makes sense. Like, Subway is a gimmick.
I mean, first of all, it was not a gimmick. Second of all,
This podcast.
What are you talking about? This is a fucking super gimmick.
What kind of gimmick?
You got your fucking microphone, your fucking computer.
It says 10% of.
10% of.
It says these are essential cakes, essentially cakes in Ireland. Staple foods have a lower tax rate. Yeah, staple. Okay. Staple foods have a lower tax rate than non-staple foods. Bread is a staple food, but only when it has almost 2% sugar content of the weight of the flour. Subway bread has 10% plus.
Well, that could be the way they're doing them over there. Somebody's pulling a fucking scam. Because I don't think they're making Subway bread over here, shipping it fucking overseas.
No, I think the Subway bread is just a gimmick. Like, I mean, most of it is. It's the same shit with like, the fucking like the cold cut combo thing. Or all their products are turkey, and you don't know that all the time.
What? It's like turkey dipped in ham?
No, that's turkey. Like their meatballs are turkey.
Oh, turkey balls.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, if I said meatball marinara, you're gonna be like, "Oh, that's beef or pork." You're not gonna assume turkey.
I would always assume meatballs are a mixture of beef and pork just because of all the recipes
Of I've seen them. normal,
Yeah.
of life. But the thing is, they also know that if they called it turkey meatballs, it wouldn't sell. You know, even their cold cuts
Can
that,
you tell the difference there?
yeah, you can. It tastes different. Definitely tastes different. I've also had chicken meatballs. Like you can tell the difference. But the main thing is, like, I feel like a lot of their stuff is gimmicky. You can't be a health food restaurant. I use air quotes for restaurant, and you sell impulse buy cookies at the fucking register.
I mean, are they really? They don't really classify themselves as a healthy restaurant,
Well,
though.
no, but Subway is eat fresh, eat healthy. Like, Subway is supposed to be the its gimmick is alternative to
Yeah, I
fast
was gonna say,
food.
but is it still better than eating a fucking a Whopper?
I mean, if I think I'm pretty sure if you bought a Whopper, no fries, and you took the bread out, eating all the fixins and the burger is healthier than eating like a meatball marinara on a sub. If I had to guess.
Next week we should do some calorie counts and see what we come up with.
I think I'm gonna hurt our own feelings.
I haven't had a Whopper in a
I
while.
mean, I still eat Subway. I'm not against it. Like, I think it is a decent alternative compared to, like, if say you did order McDonald's, like the what am I trying to say?
The soda alone is worse than the whole Subway
No,
sandwich.
like, I'm trying to say, like, the chances of you actually taking off the bread is very low. So you're going to wind up still eating the fucking burger.
I was gonna say I saw a thing about this week I read a thing about restaurant workers revealing shit about customers and stuff like that because it was about Subway and apparently there's this guy who asked for quote unquote two bags of lettuce on his sandwich. The dude said, yeah, he would come in and I would just go to the back and pull out two fresh bags because this guy apparently
Like
wanted.
full bags?
Yeah, I didn't get it.
The fuck is he, a rabbit or a guinea pig or something?
Maybe he was buying for his rabbit or his guinea pig.
So he would get a regular sandwich or just put lettuce on the
He
bread?
would just put lettuce on the bread accordingly. But I don't know how you're supposed to put all, like, you should open the bag and just throw the bread in a bag. Unless he was just buying the bags of lettuce straight up and the fucking, and the bread separately, maybe, or something like that.
Well, I don't know. That's
That's fucking weird.
weird. But if you told me pick a fast food chain that can shove shit in shit and wrap it cleanly, it's fucking Subway. Subway's gonna they can put an anvil in their sandwich and still wrap it, and you ain't gonna know.
Yeah, but a fucking 2 pound bag of
Yeah,
lettuce.
but the thing, as soon as you unwrap that bitch, it's gonna explode.
You're gonna have to get two guys to hold it down.
Yeah, I
Get in
could
the
see
bag.
them being able to fucking mush it down and put it in there.
That shit's all gonna turn to crunchy
Because they'll
water.
probably dig out the bread inside to like a
That was
crater.
another one. Somebody asked to get the bread dug out of it.
That's normal though.
I've heard that before, but
Yeah.
to me, that one always kind of seems silly to scoop out the bread. Because you're still eating the bread.
It's less carbs.
Yeah, but is it truly that much less? Like, you ain't cutting the carb count in half.
No, you're not.
You're knocking it down by maybe a couple points, maybe? Sure.
But I would say, like, the insides are the most, like, doughy, like, kind of...
I mean, it's all fucking dough, bro.
It is, but I can see that as much as I still think it's stupid. Like, if you're the guy that's like, hey, dig out the bread because of calories,
you should be getting bread.
That's get the salad. But if you're asking him to dig out bread,
put more meat,
so your meatballs fit in there better, that I could see.
As a matter of fact, I would even argue that the inside of the bread, the fluff, we'll call it the fluff, and the outside crust, they are literally the exact same thing.
Yeah, the bread on the outside just has egg wash or butter on it.
Yeah, but
what I'm saying is if you dig it out and you make a little moat for your meatballs.
Yeah, and you can put like the salt, pepper, cool. oil, vinegar on the bottom. Like, you can put the shredded lettuce on the bottom so you get a nice little bag.
No, you put lettuce on meatballs.
No.
I hate that.
I think that's weird.
I know, it's on their website. It's like lettuce, tomato on a meatball sub. Like, what the fuck are you? What? Why?
They don't even do that in communist Russia.
I don't go to Subway often, but I remember one time I went to Subway. I used to go every day. I used to get out of work at 11, and then I would get to the neighborhood around 12:30 a.m. And then I would go to Subway because I was the only fucking thing open.
Yeah, I'm the motherfucker always open.
And Miss Fambo would meet me there. So in the beginning, it was like 10 years ago, she would meet me there because she was getting out of work at 1.
That's a $5 foot long. You can't go wrong.
Yeah. So she would get out of work, and we would sit there, have dinner together at like 1:30 in the morning, and then come home at like 3:04 in the morning. And
they had soda refills.
That's also why we sat there for so long. But we would sit there, you know, chill. It was like a little kind of date night thing. And I also didn't want to come home and bring her here because at 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning, like, you know, drama. I just remember, like, going there. And as soon as I'm like, hey, let me get a meatball sub. And then he moves the fucking sandwich down the
lane.
Artist alley. And then... fucking whips his hand right into the lettuce. And I'm like, yo, who said put lettuce? Like, I didn't say lettuce.
Or the worst part is that they would always ask you, but like, anything else? I'm like, yo, just give me lettuce, spinach, that's it. Anything else? I'm like, yeah, they would keep asking you dressing. So, like, just shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
My man, I've said meatball sub, that's it, wrap it up. That's it. And they would still move it over and go, do you want lettuce? And he had a fucking handful. He's about to like drop it. I'm like, bro, that doesn't go together. Like, why do people want to keep putting lettuce on a meatball sub is beyond me.
You know who really fucking hates lettuce?
Me?
Mike.
I hate lettuce.
He fucking hates lettuce.
Lettuce? I'll tell you right now, I have thrown sandwiches away that they put lettuce on it.
Hey, you want to just fucking sweep it
up? No, because it still tastes like lettuce.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Lettuce and tomato, I don't like on my sandwiches. I don't like them on anything. I tomatoes, I don't like cold at all. I have to cook it. But lettuce, I literally shovel it off. Taco Bell is the closest lettuce I have. And I fucking just wholesale dump it like a dump truck.
You crack it open, you pull out the fucking, not the spyglass.
A vacuum? No. Just suck it up?
Magnifying glass. He's like 1X, 2X, 5X. He's looking for lettuce scraps.
I hate lettuce so much.
Mike hates lettuce so bad. And I know this because we all get lunch all the time. He would just tell me, oh, like we get something, I'll get a Whopper, you know, something. And I would already know to cut that shit off on his fucking sandwich. And he started laughing at me because he was like, you know that I don't like it. And I was like, yeah, because every time we would get it or something, they would dog it out.
Dude, I fucking mad. Hate that shit.
I would think lettuce is so innocuous.
I hate it. I hate lettuce. The only thing I hate as much as I hate lettuce is when a shitty fucking restaurants that you order like for delivery, they put a fucking pickle inside the thing with the fries.
Oh, yeah. Then you get the pickle nasty.
Dude, I've literally gave restaurants a 1-star and shit on them because they sent me... I order, like, chicken fingies and fucking order... It comes with, like, 5 of them, like, the full breast thing, and they put it on a bed of lettuce. And then not only is the lettuce wilted and hot and gross, but everything tastes like lettuce.
That's weird. I never noticed that lettuce really had a defined...
Oh, it's so fucking gross.
So if I ever need to stick it to you, I just hit you with a head of lettuce?
I won't, like, if it's on my sandwich, if it's, I don't know, what The Subway, you kind of control your shit. But I think mostly if I order from a restaurant, like a burger spot, I write it in the comments. No lettuce, no tomato. If it has lettuce and tomato, I will send it back. You literally have to put the douchey shit in there.
Threaten the motherfuckers?
Because they don't care. They will just drop lettuce in that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I never understood the whole meat.
It's a filler. You can put less meat and the fucking filler with lettuce.
No, but why people put stuff on your thing that you don't necessarily ask for? Like, why does this thing come equipped with this automatically?
It drives me fucking insane.
You know what I'm saying? That's like, you get a... If I just say, yo, give me a ham and cheese on a roll, what are you going to give me? Motherfucking ham and cheese on a roll.
But the problem is, everything comes with lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise, but they don't say that. And I've literally... Ham, cheese, and bread. That's it.
Didn't we have that problem one time? We worked at Megabot, and we stopped off at one of those stores.
I have that problem everywhere in my life.
I remember, didn't I get into an argument with a guy or something? Because he was just... Oh, fuck. Oh, I can't remember it now.
I always hated that. It's like, yo, why the fuck do you have to put lettuce on the shit?
Oh, I think that had to do with a minimum of the credit card.
That we had our couple arguments. We even had local arguments with that.
Yeah.
But I just hate that, and I hate when the delis don't wipe their knife. That shit.
And then they get all the nastiness.
My God, dude. I've had a fucking bagel that I threw out.
That had a hit of hot sauce on it.
No, so Miss no, Fatboy, hot sauce. What's crazy is how much that infuriates both of us. This motherfucker cut our bagel with jelly and butter. He cut the shit. That shit had avocado, mustard, and hot sauce in the fucking
in the gouge.
Because I opened it and it was literally like I asked for a smear on that shit. And I looked at it. I closed it. I was like, yo, throw it in the garbage. I don't want this. And she was like, no, fuck that. And she went back.
That's kind of gross.
And it's like super disgusting. Like, you could actually see the bits of fucking avocado on that shit.
It was one thing I did at Food Emporium. Clean knives, bro.
Yo, you got to wipe. Even the what? I stopped. We haven't ordered from the cafe in a long time because.
Oh, man, I haven't ordered from the cafe.
Their quality standard went down so low. It's pathetic. That's one. Two. They're always serving burnt bacon. Like, to the point where you bite it and the whole thing just crumbles.
Disintegrates.
And then the other shit is the not wiping the knife. Oh, man. Like, all their shit, like their toast, everything tastes like whatever's the last thing they cooked.
I haven't been in that place in fucking years.
I remember used to get pancakes and it tastes like chicken breast because they were searing off chicken breast.
Yeah. Or they would get the seasoning on there.
So yeah. And it's so like,
one time I had French toast from there. And it had fucking fish taste to it because it had they were cooking.
Obey probably or the one no, like Obey seasoning.
No, they were cooking the fish.
Their filet fish.
Give me that filet fish. They were cooking.
That's what
that.
This room needs. I gotta get the upstream salmon or the fish.
Yeah, that shit. That shit was always fucking funny downstairs.
That's common. That's what you're saying.
They were cooking fish on the grill, and then I remember that shit was on my French toast. And it kept happening. And because for whatever reason, they cooked them shits like right next to each other. And I'm just like, bro, you need to segregate this grill a little bit.
They also don't like scrape their grill.
Yeah, they need to have like a grill standard or something.
No, well, you should either clean your grill or you should have
one of those dividers. But this is the breakfast corner. And this
I would get a second griddle, like a smaller griddle just for
breakfast.
No, just for like French toast sandwich, we'll call it. You can even cook egg on there, you know? But I would make a meats and a like, because the thing is, the fact that your pancakes taste like sasson is not good. It's disgusting.
No, that should definitely stop me from finishing meals. Like, I would get to that point, and I'm like, all right, I ain't eating this.
Yeah, I can't.
I want some French toast.
I stopped ordering from that place because their standards went down so bad. I ordered a burger, and it was like not frostbite. What the fuck is it called? When it gets the icicles?
Freezer burn.
It was freezer burned. And I bit it and I'm like, what the fuck? The shit was like gray.
Jeez.
And it says cheddar cheese and it's American cheese sliced.
Like the
fucking Kraft singles.
A couple of weeks ago, maybe a little bit more, I was always ordering from Burgers and Shakes. That was my fucking go-to. And I ordered it. And, yo, my whole burger tastes... Not only did the burger taste old, but the fucking bun tasted old.
That's like, probably pre-quarantine burger.
I felt like that shit was like somebody had cooked it the night before or something and wrapped it and pulled that bitch out. Because even that shit tasted like shit. It was the driest burger I ever had. Even the bread was crunchy on it. And I was just like, yo, that was that shit happened to me 2 times in a row. And I haven't ordered from them in like a maybe like a 2 months now.
No, I definitely was just like, yo, fuck that. Because the thing is, the
Burgers and Shakes, not Burger City. Burgers and Shakes is good. But this.
No, but the local cafe, like, they even up their prices now. Like, so it's like $5 for bacon, egg, and cheese. And the thing is, you get one egg. They don't even give you 2 eggs. They give you one egg.
Not even the decency of 2 eggs.
They give you one egg on a roll. They give you 2 pieces of bacon. And the bacon is 100% just so overcooked.
Because they cook the shit out of it.
Or we also had raw before.
They leave it in the corner of the thing, or they put it in that one container. I don't know, bacon, I don't know why, is bacon really that hard to fucking cook?
No, for some people, yes, it is, because it can go from raw cooked to burnt really quickly, but also, if you look at it when you flip it, it might look cooked, but then when you bite it, like, it's still slightly raw, but...
Cooking the bacon to order, though?
Well, no, I'm talking about cooking it myself. Like, I cook it, and I'm like, oh, shit, that's a little raw, a little over.
No, but I mean, like, if it's like, oh, let me get a bacon cheeseburger... Is it, like, if you throw the burger down and you throw the bacon right next to it...
Well, they won't cook at the same time.
Yeah, that's what I'm driving. No, because that's why they pre-cook.
Yes, it's pre-cooked because bacon can take a good amount of time. But
what about frying? Fuck, can drive that bitch in a deep fryer.
You can, but it tastes different. The spot after Marinello's is another deli.
The Decal?
And we would get bacon, egg, and cheese from there. That's the only place you can get a decent one. But there's also a couple times we ordered from them and the bacon was raw. They put raw bacon on the griddle, put the egg. By the time the egg is cooked, which takes like less than a minute, they fucking throw all of it together, put it on there, and I've literally bit a sandwich and pulled out a raw piece of bacon out of my mouth.
Good lord. Last time
fully raw. And I was like, what the fuck, bro? And I had to eat an egg sandwich because I'm like, I'm not eating this. I'm not going to get sick. But both of our sandwiches have raw bacon. So that's the thing. If when people complain about, give your money to local businesses. Yo, if the business isn't fucking producing quality, I'm not giving them shit.
Well, and I found that one to be ironic, too, because during the pandemic, when it was real bad around here, and the fucking butcher closed, this dude was closed for a couple of weeks, I was just like, oh, I'm supposed to support my local business, but when I needed y'all to be here so I could, you know, go to the neighborhood to eat. Yeah, so we could get shit, y'all fucking closed up shop. So y'all wasn't there for me, so why am I going to be there for you?
But I think the cafe, the fact that their standards dropped so far, and then not only is your food standards dropped, your prices went up. Those two things fucking suck. And then I would think of like, okay, if you're serving me a fucking freezer-burned burger, what else are you not doing right? What else are you not cleaning? What else is something, like, what else is dirty? You know, like, the fact that they'll give you something on a paper plate, like, it shows, like, the lack of, like, giving a fuck. You know? And the fact that you're serving breakfast food, which is the easiest food to cook, and by I'm not even trying to be pompous, they don't make anything, like, they don't make, like, popovers. It's literally eggs, bacon, frozen sausage, fucking Spam, corned beef hash in a can, not even fresh.
They got basic bitch shit.
Yes. They have potatoes. I have a potato hash that's overcooked to hell. And that's it. They make quesadillas with American cheese, which is wild.
What about, well, here's a question, though. What if you went there? Because they open, from what I remember, they used to open at like 4 in the morning. So maybe if you went in there early in the morning, you would get the fresh stuff?
You should.
Because there would be the initial hospital rush.
You should not have to choose your time to get fresh.
Oh, yeah,
fresh.
They should have fresh food all day.
Especially when you're getting stuff that, you shouldn't be using liquid eggs. It's more expensive. You should be using regular fresh eggs. But the fact that you pay $5 for a bacon, egg, and cheese with one egg on it, where they used to give 3, is crazy.
That's a bit much.
So that means they're probably struggling, so they're skimping on their standards. And all you're going to do is alienate your customer. Because the people now, a lot more people are smarter when it comes to food, and they're not going to fucking just like get whatever. Yeah. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Especially not to me. I'd rather just not get it or cook it myself than fucking...
Why don't you eat a fucking Nutri-Grain bar for breakfast?
That's, I mean, hey, that works too. I'm just saying I'm not gonna support a business that is skimping on quality. And I'm not even asking for, like, double-cut bacon. Just cook my shit right.
Cook it so I can eat the bitch.
Yes, exactly. because they've never been the a fancy place. Like, we used to get fucking, you know, corned beef hash and it's canned stuff, but it tastes good, though. It wasn't crap.
They worked it well.
The last two things we have on the list, one of them was, since we're talking about food, the McDonald's employee accused of smuggling 80 pounds of McNuggets in his anal cavity.
Yeah, I have questions.
Okay, shoot.
Did he put barbecue sauce to lube it up?
How many nuggets?
Yeah,
is a pound.
I mean, those things come in probably like 10-pound bags, I would guess, at least.
Potentially. This one says how many nuggets in a pound? It says 28.
All right.
That's the top answer. That's what this says. I also take it with a grain of salt because.
Yeah. Well.
So 28.
Yeah, go ahead. Crush that number.
Oh, is that what you were about to
do? Yes, I was.
28 times 80. That's 2,240.
All right, so I think there's no... That guy was either high on crystal meth.
He looks like it.
Or something, because, like, even if he was trying to put a 20-piece up his ass, first of all, how is your ass so pliable that you mushing a chicken nugget up in there? Because chicken nugget ain't got no structure going.
Okay, so how many nuggets are in 10 pounds? It contains two bags and approximately 26 nuggets each for a total of 52 nuggets in a box. That still doesn't answer the question.
I mean, I it would vary on the vendor, really. It's like,
well, no, but at McDonald's they're gonna have the same
because no variation. It, like a box of fries was a certain. It's always a certain weight.
How much does one nugget weigh?
Which is how many nuggets in a pound on average, or type McDonald's nuggets.
Well, how much does a single nugget weigh? 17.5 grams.
Oh, I lost now.
Okay, so. How many grams in a pound? So 453 grams are 1 pound.
All right. So.
So 453 divided by, what was that, 17.5. So that's roughly 26.
I can live with 26 nuggets being in a pound.
So 26 in a pound times 80. So yeah, roughly around 2,000 nuggets. So that's decent math right there. Okay,
but in reality...
Is it possible, is your question.
It doesn't make any sense, though. Like, if you're saying that's 2,200 nuggets, that's cases upon cases of nuggets.
Okay, so what makes it worse is that there's no backstory.
I can see if, like, they caught...
Did he work there?
I'm wondering...
Oh, yeah, McDonald's employee.
Was he trying to steal it? Just like he was trying to go out the back door with 2,800...
No, he was trying to go in the back door.
That sounds... Even trying to... But okay, so let's think about this. So he's got to have a few cases, no question, right? We're definitely going to say he's got at least 3 or 4 cases of nuggets.
Yeah, I would say if you're thinking of massive cases, I would say there's maybe 500 nuggets in a massive
case. Yeah, but like a shoulder case. Like
I would say maybe three, four, give or take, just to be on the safe side.
So okay, so at that point, he has to get the nuggets out. Now
they're frozen.
Okay, so he's in the freezer. So he's on his back with his fucking legs tilted up. Pulls his fucking pants down, or up in this particular case, has to open up this bag. Zane's got the bag and box prepped. So then he grabs a fucking frozen chicken nugget and starts prodding his fucking cornhole and maybe drops it in like a coin safe.
Okay.
He gets 1, 2, 3. How does he get to this fucking 2,200 number?
Well, it says...
It doesn't.
He was accused of smuggling 80 pounds of McNuggets in his cavity. It doesn't say that he got there. It doesn't say that he.
Yeah, but at what point did they catch him?
That's a horse of a different color.
Did he get a whole case in there? And then he's like, dude, why do you look so bloated? And then
McDonald's employee.
He's got 80 pounds of chicken nuggets in his ass. Like, I don't even think you can eat that much chicken nuggets. Apparently, you can only eat like 44. Some guy ate 44 and then fucking had a heart attack. And then somebody in the comments said, oh, so 43 is the limit.
Yeah, I mean, I've eaten 20.
Aye, but you felt like you was going to barf.
No.
Hungry bastard.
I've eaten 20 with my meal.
Jesus Christ. Is that the other day?
That's small. McDonald's. Okay, worker was arrested for theft after smuggling home 80 pounds of chicken nuggets in his anal cavity. This says false.
Yeah, I can see him stealing it. He had them in his pants. Maybe if they caught him with, like, say, 20 chicken nuggets.
Okay, here. This is the story. An employee of McDonald's restaurant in Canada.
Canada.
Was accused of stealing more than 80 pounds of nuggets from his employer, allegedly hiding them in his rectum to smuggle them out of his workspace. 31-year-old Andy Brown was arrested this morning by the Ottawa police after a cavity search revealed 4 condoms filled with frozen nuggets hidden in his rectum. According to the spokesperson, David Knox, Mr. Brown's employer had suspected him of stealing food for some time and already searched him on 5 occasions, but they never seemed to find anything.
He's like, what, are you hiding them in your ass? No, I'm not. You can't prove
it. Mr. Brown now faces 5 charges of petty theft, 2 charges of possession of stolen nuggets, after allegedly stealing more than 80 pounds of nuggets between the month of December 2015 and September 2016.
Okay, so let's just say if he filled up a condom and he got like a magnum, I can see you loading up
5-6.
You can no more than that, a magnum. A fucking magnum, bro? You ain't using no fucking don't buy no magnum that you using. I think I can see him pulling out a sleeve. Like, think of a condom full of chicken nuggets, you put them in flat, and then it comes out of the sleeve. But the part that gets me more, why would you want to put anything in your ass? Why would you put that in your ass? Like, would
less
you...
Less calories.
Well, it's in a condom. It's not going to digest it. It ain't trying to go up the fucking hole.
Maybe it's feeding his...
His anal his snake? Need. His anal troll?
I don't know.
Like,
it's a weird story. Granted,
would you really go home, cut the fucking condom open,
and eat them? One, they're frozen.
So
two, they're in a condom, so they're clean.
Is there lubrication inside of these condoms?
No, probably not.
So you just get a regular dry one.
Yeah.
And you,
you
would eat them. Because you really sound like you're beating around the bush.
No, I'm just saying that, like,
what he would do.
It's gross, but if you think about that, still. In a year, he stole 80 pounds. So if he's... How many do you think fit in a condom?
I mean, we can run some tests. We'll buy some frozen nuggets.
How many do you think fit? You think 10?
Yeah, I can say...
Is 10 a safe bet?
In a fucking magnum? Yeah. All
right, so if he fit 10, he's fitting one of those in his ass.
Yeah, I don't think he can fit more than one in his ass at one time.
If he fit 10 in his ass...
And he works, say, 5 days a week... So he was stealing 40 chicken nuggets a month. 40 times 12.
Yeah, that's 480.
And we said it was 2,200?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. He's had to be...
He got up his... Oh, so maybe he...
Those are rookie numbers.
What he would do is he would load up a condom, put it up his ass, go to his car, pull it out.
That would take 4.5 years if we did it by the regular numbers.
Hold the phone, though. He put it up his ass.
You're talking about he unloading.
Yeah, he went to his car.
He went to the loading dock.
he unloaded.
He fired him in.
He pulled it
out. Okay, question, though. Are you firing him when you're taking a shit, or are you whipping him out? Like?
No, he would just go to his car and pull him out. Because he would think that it's like a thick balloon or something. So he would just...
I would attach a string, though.
That's what I'm saying, to pull it back out, yeah.
Because what if he didn't? Now you got to shit him out. You gotta fire them out.
No, I don't think you can shit those back out.
No, what I'm saying is you're pushing in the shit motion and you're firing a torpedo out your sphincter.
I think that would hurt.
Yeah, probably. Especially if he put
but
sauce
not just
on
that.
It.
He can't put the barbecues. But not just that, think about how his internal body temperature dropped. He can't leave that in there for that long, and he don't want them to defrost neither.
Well, he's probably cooking them in there. Maybe that's what he's doing. Maybe he's cooking them.
Nah, he had a
cooler. How warm does an anus get?
He had a cooler with ice, and he would throw them in the cooler for ice. So if he did that 4 times a day, that would equal to about that number.
All right. How much did we say is a day?
It was 40 a month.
40 a month?
No. It was 10 per day. 10 per day per condom.
Yeah, so it was 40 times 4, right?
Something
like that. No. That doesn't sound right.
50 times 4. No, 50.
See, now you just fucked up. And what sucks is that now I can't go back in my history to see.
It's 10 nuggets per condom, right?
10 nuggets per condom.
And he did it once a day. He worked 5 days a week.
Okay, that's so times 5,
that's
50.
So it's 50. So in 1 month.
Times 4.
That's 200. Okay, so now if we're saying...
That seemed way higher, though, because we got 400 and something before.
Then you, well, maybe push the wrong numbers.
All right, so 200. Let's redo it. So 200.
All right, so maybe he's not filling a combo.
That's a month. Or is this a week?
No, that would be a week. Because if, right, if he works 5 days a week, in
that's
theory,
50 a week.
Okay, yeah. So
that's 200.
All right, yeah.
So that's 200 a month.
Yeah.
So 200 times 12,
uh-huh,
that's 2,400.
Oh, so you're still half short.
That's if he did 10 a day.
Okay, so if he was doing 10 per trip, so if he was doing about 20 nuggets per day, so if he was doing two trips per day, he could pull out, he could do 20 a day. So that's 100 per week, 400 per month, and that should make the number.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of thinking, like, why are we putting a lot of math into this
bitch? I'm curious. It's a funny story because it took him a year to steal 80 pounds, 2,000 nuggets. That's a lot. And aren't you going to get tired eating nuggets, bro? Or is he selling them? What if he's selling nuggets?
He keeps them in the condo. He's like, here, it's fresh. And he's fucking pulling them out. He's like, is that a reservoir? He's like, yeah, the sauce is in there.
Damn, that'd be that's a gimmick right there. So, yo, how many ranches I got in there? Can I get an extra? He's like, yeah, give me one second. We got a fire on another ranch.
The worst part, what if he's like working on the fryer and he's like, oh, four nuggets for you, one for me, puts it in. No, he's getting frozen too. He's not even getting the hot ones.
Yeah. I just want to know, can you cook can you warm up a nugget in your ass? Because maybe that's his lunch. Nah, goes to the car on lunch break, he pops them out like an anal beep, and then just starts eating them shits.
I don't think you would ever be able to do that. I don't think you'd ever get past the cooked temperature. You're going to look up the temperature of an anus.
No, but remember, it's cooked.
Yeah, but think about when they take a rectal temperature. It never
grew up.
Your internal temperature is your internal temperature no matter what. It don't get hotter in your ass. Bro.
Let me write this. What's the internal temp of
your ass?
An anus.
Same as your mouth.
100.4.
That's not enough to cook a chicken nugget.
You're warming it back up. You're not cooking it. It's already cooked.
No, it's frozen.
No, what I'm saying is if it's sitting in there all day, it's going to be warm.
No, but if we decided that he's doing two trips per day, he can't.
Even for 4 hours, that's 100.4. It's going to get warm eventually. You steaming it in there.
It's not going to get crispy, though.
Yeah, it's not going to get crispy. I didn't say it's going to be good.
So he's eating warmed up, anal warm chicken nuggets out of a condom.
Yeah, it's like a Dutch oven. And if he farts, you get blasted heat. That's how they get crunchy. You turn up the heat.
He did it twice a day.
And you then turn up the heat. He's like,
what if he only worked like 4 hours? So as soon as he got there, he had to fire them in there. And then when he went on a break, he had to run to his car, pull that shit out, because that shit has got to be cold as a son of a bitch.
Nah, it's in the condom.
It's your internal temperature. Think about how big that is, how far that's going in you.
How did it not get smushed?
Well, because it's fucking frozen solid. But
that's a skill to get that shit in there in one long dick.
And not just that, you got a body.
We need a slide whistle in here. I think we need a slide whistle.
Not just that. Wait, did they say how he's smuggling them out? Did we just come up with condoms?
No, it said condoms.
Okay, so he's got to buy condoms every week in theory. And maybe some
he buys them at the Costco.
All right, but you still got to buy, and you maybe some lubrication.
No, he uses ranch. The ranch is free.
Yeah, but he's going to get a yeast infection.
Nah, he cleans his ass. He got wipes.
Bro, Google a picture of how big 10 chicken nuggets is stacked up on each other.
I think a nugget is like this thick.
If you stack 10 of them up, I would say that's at least 10 inches.
Maybe.
My man's taking 10 inches in his dookie shoe.
All right.
I'm not mad at that.
It's not called a dookie shoot. It's a nugget shoot now.
Yeah, but he's taking it raw, dog.
He's taking it up the nugget hole. Is what it's called now.
His nugs are getting the nugs. But what I'm saying is he's not even getting... If he's not... He's raw,
there's
dog.
There's a plane coming in.
That's a helicopter.
Oh, what's it? I didn't see it.
I think that's a helicopter.
All right. Blackhawks.
How? You got to loop it up. There's no way that shit's going
you
back.
You spit on it.
That's a lot of spit. He's in the bathroom.
No, you spit and jerk it off a little bit and put it up there. I think it's more of how's he maintaining the shape and not hurting himself. How he's not hitting his own guts is crazy.
That's only 10 inches though.
Yeah, but that means he got a deep anus. So why did he stop at one? Or did he learn that's the limit?
He learned the hard way.
He's like, yo, I kept feeling it in my throat, so I had to just use one.
He's like, what the fuck? And he coughed up a nugget. Because if he's leaving the tip out, or the string with the
fucking... That's got to be uncomfortable. He can't sit down.
He's on shift.
But I think while he's working, though, that's why I think it'll heat up. He's working, his temperature, internal temperature is going up.
As soon as he does it, he's got to run to his call with it.
I'm just saying, he's steaming them. That's his easy bake oven. He's steaming them, and then he's eating that shit in the car. That's his lunch.
I think he would have just been better off eating them on the fucking line while he's working. You drop some, and you fucking just fire one down your throat when the boss ain't looking.
Or you can fire 10 up your ass when he ain't looking.
Well, I would
have 10 versus 1.
Well, he's either in the bathroom putting up his bum, or he's in the fucking freezer. And if he's in the freezer, his shit is going to contract. There's no ifs, ands, or chicken butts about it, because those freezers are fucking cold.
Solid.
Chill out.
No, solid chicken butts. But yeah, I think that's pretty funny.
That, to me,
I wish that guy was a Florida man, because that would have been amazing.
I think that guy beats Florida man, because he was actively doing it. He knew what he was doing. Florida man tend to be fucking high or retarded. All
right, last two things. Florida man for today. Florida man shoot through his own windshield in road rage.
Was he trying to shoot the car in front of him?
I think so. Jeez. Is this a video?
Oh, boy.
Oh, let me see.
Damn, the Chicken Nugget Chronicle. The Chicken Nugget Bandit.
Yo, the Butt Bandit.
Didn't know. What else was he... He should have just became a drug mule. He would have made more money.
Uh-huh. He's playing and he's driving. He pointed the gun at the windshield. Florida man is back, and this time he's shooting through his own windshield at another apparently armed driver, all while zipping along on the highway. Posted his own dash cam footage of him and his buddy driving through Orange County when they encounter an aggressive Nissan who pissed off a Mazetta?
Mazetta?
So much he opened fire.
But the worst part, at least he was shooting through a windshield.
Hold on, look. No, he didn't take aim outside his driver's side window like in the movies. Instead, it says, instead, dude literally unloaded through his windshield, and you gotta see how that played out. Shards of glass flying everywhere, and his poor friend in the passenger seat is freaking out.
Yeah, but what I'm gonna say is, at least he didn't, like, pull up to the car on the passenger side, pull the gun past the passenger's fucking mush,
and shoot,
and fire off a couple of fucking rounds.
As for why he fired, he claims that the driver was tailgating him hard, so he brake-checked him, causing the other driver to bump him from behind, which you see in the video. Eventually, the Nissan speeds around and zoomed in the footage, claims you can see the other driver brandishing a gun as well. He says that's why he pulled his piece from the waistband and fired a few rounds. It's wild, but is it justified? He was defending himself.
What fucking website is that?
TMZ.
Who the fuck wrote that? Who the fucking hood wrote that?
He was defending himself, claiming that he feared for his life and his friends. When he saw the other driver's gun, it's unclear if the Nissan got hit at all. He says he pulled off the freeway immediately and reported the incident himself. It also appears anyone's been arrested. It doesn't appear anyone's been arrested for this incident.
I kind of wish that when he pulled the gun out of his waistband, he shot himself in the crotch.
In the dick? That would be pretty funny.
Funny. I love that. That's fucking dangerous.
Accidental discharge?
Yeah.
Right in his dick hole.
Or right at your ass when chicken nuggets dry. And then he shoots himself and he shits chicken nuggets.
The last thing, two quick...
rapid fire time?
Yeah, two rapid fires. The World of Warcraft expansion was pushed back.
Yeah.
And then Trump potentially has COVID, which... Let's just say...
He does have COVID and apparently he's showing symptoms.
I say COVID? And he has COVID. So hopefully he dies.
He's got COVID.
Hopefully he just dies. Yes. That would be...
Can I get a high five?
Hopefully he just sucks
it. That's pathetic. Get rid of that.
Hey. Hopefully he sucks it. That'd be awesome. Did you just smell your hand?
No, I scratched. Oh. If I did, it smell like chicken nuggets.
So that's the last one. Hopefully he just dies. And then the other one is Rick Moranis got punched on the street of New York randomly.
Yeah, the surveillance camera is just some random dude. Apparently, yeah. I didn't see it, but apparently him getting randomly slugged.
He punched him in the face and he starts running. He's like, oh yeah, I shrunk the kids.
That's what he gets.
Oh, Ghostbusters too.
I didn't even ever care for Ghostbusters that much.
I meant Ghostbusters as well.
Oh yeah, but he was. It could have been any fucking jerk off.
I'm just saying, you don't give Rick Moranis enough credit.
You know, like I said, he only did like four movies.
Spaceballs, bro. Spaceballs.
All right, my ball. These Dark balls, Helmet. My nuts.
Anyway, don't forget to rate and subscribe to Knuckleheads Podcast on all platforms. Buy our shit on Teespring. I'm the fanboy.
I'm the hater, and when you go to bed tonight, think about how many chicken nuggets
you could fit in your own ass. Yeah. And let us know.
Yeah. So this episode finally came to an end. Hope you guys enjoyed the second half of the episode. And next week, we should be back to live episodes. Don't forget to subscribe.